In the beginning of Mark's gospel, it's Mark chapter 1. At one point, there's a leper who comes up to Jesus. I know we're just diving right in. There's no segue, there's no intro. This is the story. Hi, my name is Father Mike Schmitz, and this is Ascension Presents. And the leper says to Jesus, he says, if you will it, you can make me clean. And it's one of those lines in the gospel that demonstrates this incredible faith. Which brings up the question, like, what is faith? There's so many great definitions for what faith is. I mean, in fact, Romans chapter 1 talks about the obedience of faith. So in many ways, faith is obedience, right? That sense. But that's what faith does, right? Faith leads to obedience in that way. We act out in faith by acting out in obedience. But what's the heart of faith? And I think sometimes it's in, you know, intellectual belief. Like, I believe in these things. And that's fine, too. That's part of it. But it's not the heart of it. I think if we're going to make faith as accessible as possible and make faith as understandable as possible, I think faith, one word, might be able to be summed up in another one word, and that word might be trust. The leper comes to Jesus, says, if you wish, if you will it, you can make me clean. In that moment, again, there's an intellectual assent, right? I believe this. There's also an obedience, but at the core of it is this trust of, God, if you want to, you can do this. And that kind of faith is remarkable, right? Jesus, oftentimes it says in the Gospels, it says that he was amazed at their faith, or even amazed at their lack of faith. Because that depth of trust is amazing. That depth of trust is powerful. If you've ever seen that kind of trust, it is maybe second greatest kind of faith in the world. This trust that's just like, God, if you want to, you can make me clean. And maybe you have that kind of faith. And that's wonderful. That's amazing. And praise God for that, right? We don't give faith to ourselves. It's a grace from the Lord. We can respond in faith and trust God. But that kind of faith of, if you will it, if you want to, if you wish, God, you can make me clean. That kind of faith, as I said, that kind of trust is incredible. There's another layer, another level of faith, another level of trust that's wrapped up in that same statement. That if you will it, you can make me clean. The next statement is this. And if you don't, I'm still yours. This is the faith that actually changes the world. This is the faith that when you see it in scripture, you think, oh my goodness, this is the kind of faith that can pass through tornadoes and hurricanes. This is the kind of faith that can pass through earthquakes and floods. This is the kind of faith that can last through suffering and grief and loss and hardship and even the cross. One kind of faith. If you want to, you can make me clean. Yes, I trust you, God, but also this other kind of faith to level up and say, and if you don't, I still trust you. That's the kind of faith that you and I are called to have. The kind of faith that says, no, I can declare it. Lord, God, if you want this, you can do it. You can do anything. God, you can do all things. If you want this, it can happen because I trust you that deeply. But also, I also trust that if you don't, I'm yours. If you don't, I still trust you. That is easy to say in my living room right now. It is hard to say when you're the one on the cross, or you're the one carrying the cross, or someone you love is the one on the cross. Someone you love is carrying the cross. In those moments, that kind of trust is difficult. And yet, that's not a faith for the few. That's a faith that you are actually meant to have. You and I are actually meant to have this kind of faith. The kind of faith that says, yet even then I will trust. And yet I will still trust. God, I know. If you want to, you can make me clean. And if you don't, I still trust you. Because I know that you are good. This is my prayer for all of us today. I know it's a short here today. But just, it's because this is the heart. I would say in so many ways, if there's any, and God wants us to live in hope as well. He wants us to walk in love and to live in love. But this is the kind of faith that you are made for. This is the kind of faith that Jesus Christ embraced the cross for. Why? Because so you and I would know that when we feel abandoned, no, the Lord God, he felt abandoned too. That when you and I beg for that miracle and it doesn't happen, that we know that Jesus also begged his Father that that cup would pass by him and it didn't happen. We would know that we have a God who has entered into the worst that humanity, this world, evil, the devil has to throw at us, and he still trusted. And that's the God that we can say, if you want to, you can make me clean. And if you don't, I still trust you. For Almost Here to Ascension Presents, my name is Father Mike. God bless. Now, faith is, And faith is, shoot. That sense of, oh my gosh, obedience. Obedience of faith,